This is URN.
Here's an overview of the candidates for your part-time officers for next year. There are two candidates for Disabled Students Officer this year, Rowan Buckley and Benjamin Pierce. Rowan Buckley's manifesto is threefold. First, they want to grow the Disabled Students Network through more socials and events, and also focus heavily on Disability History Month. They secondly want to increase accessibility. They're going to do this through making a map of inaccessible routes on campus, campaigning to make transcripts and sharing resources without support plans, and make that standard practice. They also want to campaign against the attendance policy. Third, they want to hold the university accountable for their handling of the pandemic. They want to do this by raising awareness of disabled attitudes from the university before and after the pandemic. And they want to campaign for the recognition of the university's mismanagement of students in halls. And finally, they want to work to confront the lack of accessibility within online teaching. What is really good about Rowan's manifesto is that they are very detailed and they know exactly what they want to do. You know, more socials and events and Disability History Month and focusing on that. You know, those are two very tangible things which are, you know, not necessarily that difficult to attain, but would do wonders for the Disabled Students Network, who for the last year haven't been able, you know, to see each other in person. And we all know how important it is, you know, to meet people that have gone through the same experiences as you, and how that can help your development as a person. So I think that's really important. The increased accessibility, I think, is the strongest part of the manifesto. Campaigning to make things like transcripts and other things from lectures as standard practice is really important, because not everyone is diagnosed, and it can be a really lengthy process to get some of these resources at the university. And I don't see why it can't be standard for everyone. Campaigning against attendance policy, that seems really important. You know, some, especially physically disabled students, might not be able to make every lecture or seminar, and they definitely should not be punished for it. I think finally, holding the university accountable for their handling of the pandemic, I would say raising awareness of disabled attitudes is something that is really, really important and maybe part of everyday life for some disabled people, and that's something we really need to stop as a university. And I'm wholeheartedly in favour of that. The only downside to this manifesto would be the campaigning for the recognition of the university's mismanagement of students in halls. Doesn't seem necessarily like something the Disabled Students Officer should be doing. It seems like they're going out of their remit a little bit there, maybe. And maybe focusing on the other manifesto points, which are more important maybe for the future of disabled students, such as working to confront the lack of accessibility within online teaching. Overall, it's a very positive and, as I said at the beginning, detailed and a good roadmap for the future for disabled students. And I think this manifesto will make a lot of them hopeful that the future will be better. The second candidate standing for Disabled Student Officer is Ben Pierce. His manifesto's first point is that he will advocate for disabled students. He will also endeavour to get a full assessment of the accessibility of union operations, with the conclusions being implemented in a 5-year plan. He wants to train lecturers on disability issues and upload Disabled Student Officer updates onto social media. He wants to work with other officers, staff and partners to improve student well-being. And finally, he wants to explore the idea of having disabled student mentors, as this would give more personal advice that is tailored to meet students' needs. I think what is obvious from Ben's manifesto is his passion for helping disabled students. His first point is that he'll advocate for them. And I think it's really important to have someone that is passionate for their cause, and Ben is clearly that. My favourite point of his would be that he would like to work with other officers, staff and partners to improve student well-being. I think it's really important that Disabled Student Officer and the Welfare and Wellbeing Officer work together to make sure that all students are being advocated for, having the help and support that they need, and that kind of partnership is definitely something that is positive for the future. I like that he's looking very much into the long term. That's very clear with the assessment of the accessibility of union operations. He's going to implement the conclusions of those in a five-year plan. You know, he's going to support the future disabled student officers, and hopefully disabled students are being protected for at least 5 years and longer. And I really do like that he's positive about the future there, and that he really wants to improve things for the long term, not just for the short term. And finally, I think what is very positive is that he would like every disabled student to have a mentor, so that their advice and help is more tailored to their specific needs. And that's very important, because there's a lot of different disabilities out there, a lot of students with different disabilities, and they need to be catered for differently. There's no point having a sort of blunt instrument that only helps, you know, some people and not others. Everyone needs equivalent help. The only downside to Ben's manifesto is that I think it just needs to be a bit more detailed of exactly how he's going to achieve these things. We don't really see that very much in his manifesto. So I'd like to see a bit more of that, and maybe a couple more things that he'd like to do as disabled officer, as he hasn't been quite ambitious enough for me.
Hamza Newman is running for the position of Environmental and Social Justice Officer in the 2021 SU elections. His six key manifesto points are to introduce litter picking volunteering sessions, introduce a new speaker series, as well as a new series, and also to introduce more alumni networking events. Hamza would also look to increase commitment to support environmental initiatives and build a closer relationship with other environmental and social justice members. Through the volunteer-led litter picking sessions, Hamza would look to reduce the waste around the lakeside and campus premises. Hamza's town hall style debate speaker series would also look to bring across activists from across the world and ensure that student issues related to environmental and social justice are given the attention they deserve through campaigning. Hamza would also look to increase commitment for existing initiatives such as the Friday Food Rave, Waste Not a Drop, and Sustainable Menstruation for All. Hamza believes through individual responsibility, collective action can be achieved, and he would try and strengthen that throughout the university. Hamza would also look at introducing alumni networking events that would help increase employability in the environment and social justice industry. He would do this for ensuring that students are able to network with alumni who've gone into the environment industry, and he believes that this would also help to raise much-needed funds for the Environment Network through building up alumni connections. Hamza would also look at creating a new series which brings attention to the work of the Environmental and Social Justice Network, such as through covering topics like the green economy and the importance of biodiversity. Finally, Hamza would seek to build closer relationships within the Environmental and Social Justice Network, such as free socials like pub quizzes, karaoke, board games, and movie nights. He believes that this will help increase accessibility and participation within the network. Having previously been campaigns coordinator at the Environmental and Social Justice Network and a member of the Democratic Procedures Committee, he believes that this gives him the knowledge and experience needed to take on the role and understand the ins and outs of how the SU work. He believes that his existing commitment would allow him to go the extra mile and achieve the needs that the Environmental and Social Justice Network are looking for.
Running to be your next International Students Officer is Charlene Karubi, whose manifesto focuses on three main priorities. One, to empower and celebrate the international voice. Two, to work with others and create a better student experience. And three, to maintain a positive working environment. In order to empower and celebrate the international voice, she would like to support social integration for students learning remotely through organising social events for students in different time zones to allow them to be included, and working with the wellbeing and health departments to ensure there is a safety net for international students studying online. She'd also like to organise events which celebrate cultural and lingual diversity, promoting online social events in various languages through working with cultural societies on campus, and organising events that focus on diversity and inclusivity, for instance, having International Week mainly based around honouring various languages, cultural dress and different foods. In order to fulfil her priority number two of working with others, she would like to work with the wellbeing and health departments to ensure there is a safety net for international students working online, and ensure that there are dedicated means for international students to seek help, whether it be academically, personally, mentally or physically. She'd also like to work with other students' union officers and university staff to ensure that the views of international students are heard and respected throughout all areas of the student union and university faculties. And finally, Charlene wants to maintain a positive working environment through promoting a positive attitude to ensure that all students feel comfortable in expressing their views and making sure to maintain accountability in frequently posting on the SU pages to show the progress being made. Jennifer Ray is running to be your next BME officer, and her manifesto summary is as follows. My manifesto centres around action and change. This involves tackling the issue of ignorance, normalising talking about racism and its many detrimental consequences in the form of media campaigns and events. I would like to stand for this role as I believe representation and support of the BME community is incredibly important, especially because we are a minority. It is vital to give BME influencers and innovators a platform to inspire. Currently, I feel that only BME students are generally given access to these opportunities, and my goal is to bring inspirational BME people to the forefront of everyone's minds. BME successes should be universally celebrated, appreciated, and talked about, and I feel that this is one of my main goals. I would also like to organise events that have a greater reach in the media, putting the BME community at Nottingham into a positive light in the wider media and allow us to be well represented. I'm passionate about being from a BME background and channeling for success. We need a voice, a passionate and driven voice, and I feel that the role of BME officer is one that would genuinely allow me to bring about some change.
This is URN.